This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And if you're looking for that big boss bass to challenge, Josh Sykes, Bent Rods Guide Service in Toledo Bend, might be able to help you find him. Josh, good morning. How's the weather and the fishing conditions up there on this spring day in Toledo Bend?
Man, we're waiting for the wind to die down and to warm up a little bit, but it's been pretty good fishing the past few weeks.
Yeah, what's been a pattern, if there's been a set pattern?
It has. A lot of the fish are pushing up shallow. Typical spawn pattern, we're having to slow down a lot, throwing Cinco's and just small, lightweight at Texas rig baby brush hogs in that 3 to 5 foot range. They're not quite up on the banks yet, but they're just sitting on that first break line at 3 to 5 foot, just waiting for one good warm week when the weather gets warm and water temps get in the mid-60s, and it's going to be on.
What's the word on big trophy bass? How many, how frequently have they showed up, and what's the prognosis for the next few weeks on them?
Man, it's been every day. We've had multiple 10-plus pounders weighed in. We actually had one caught out of my boat last week, and I'm not positive where we are on the total numbers, but I know in the past few weeks we've had over 20 weighed in the past 2 weeks, and it looks like the next week's going to be really, really good with the stable, warm weather we have coming, too. So I expect that number to go up significantly.
Josh, when you get a customer that comes up there and they tell you, look, I've caught bass. I've been fishing bass for years and years. I want a big trophy fish. I don't care if I don't catch any bass, but if I catch any, I want it to be a big one. How do you plan to do a trip like that?
We do a few different things. You know, with a live scope technology now, we can go and target specific fish. And so we turn our trolling motor on high, and we use our live scope looking for big fish to cast at. And then also, obviously, you know, big bass equals big baits. And so we're throwing big baits, big large swim baits, big glide baits, big 12-inch worms, things that specifically target big fish. And those are the days you don't get a lot of bites. But when you do get bit, it's the right ones. And that's the ones that we're looking for this time of year.
And what would you say is going to be the end of the prime time for those big bass? How long do people have to get a trip in up there?
Man, honestly, we catch big bass year-round up here. Now, the reason they're so susceptible to be caught right now is because they're pushing up for the spawn, and they're at their heaviest because they're full of eggs. I do believe that the spawn has still got another month or so. Typically, we see a large wave move up next week with the new moon, and then the full moon in April is a really good spawning wave as well. But then after that, they start getting more offshore, and it's not that they're not there anymore. It's just they're not in the water that most people target. But we try to stay on top of them year-round, and so they're, you know, we can catch them 365 days a year. We have a shot at a 10-pounder on Toledo Bend.
Josh, let's switch for a second to brim and crappie. What's going on there? Have the brim started yet, or is it still too early for the big run on them?
It's still a little early for the brim. Up this way, the brim typically spawn in early May. It's when they start moving up towards the banks. And, you know, our brim population, man, it's just so many brim up here. You can go just about anywhere and just cast a cricket under a cork and catch brim on this lake in May. And so that's really the prime time for that. And the crappie's been a little different this year. You know, we've had a strange spring where it gets hot and cold and hot and cold, and we've had a lot of rain and rising water, and they're pulling the lake down, and it's kind of spread the crappie out. And so it's been hard the past 2 weeks to stay on top of them. We have crappie spread anywhere from, you know, in the bushes and 1 foot of water all the way out to 30 foot of water. So you can catch them doing anything, but you can't really catch a lot of them doing anything in particular because they're so spread out right now.
Yep, got to move and hit. Let me ask you something, Josh. We have a fish, you know, of course, the crappie is also known as a Sockeye and white perch, depending on where people are from. The fish mm-hmm. that is a red-ear sunfish, it's called chinkapin, lake runners in some area. What are they referred to up in Toledo Bend, that big brim?
Yeah, we call them chinkapin. Mm-hmm. And, man, when you get on those chinkapin, it's nothing more fun than that. Pound for pound, the strongest fish in the lake. A ton of fun to catch, great eating fish. And when you find them, you can sit in one spot and load up the cooler, just making the same cast after cast after cast.
I've done it and caught them on a little jig, a little combination pink and black jig, man. It's just so much fun catching them like that.
It is. It is.
Well, Josh, if people want to see more about Bent Rod's Guide Service, all they need to do is go to BayouWildTV.com. We got one of the features is aired. The second will be coming up in the next few weeks, and they can get an idea of the methodology you guys use, particularly for fishing those crappie with the live scope on the brush piles. But if they need more information and they want to get information about maybe having a place to stay overnight with accommodations, and you can certainly help them in the right direction with that, what's the best way to get you guys?
Man, they can look us up on Facebook, Bent Rod's Guide Service, or they can go to our website, www.bentrodsguideservice.com, or they can welcome to call me directly at 318-308-5818, and we can get them set up with a crappie trip, a bass trip. Like you said, we have accommodations, have a house they can stay in, and so we're a full-service guide service. We'll take care of anything they need.
All right, that's Bent Rod's Guide Service, Captain Josh Sykes. Give him a call. And thanks, Josh, for being our connection to the Bend up there. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Go get him. There he goes, Josh Sykes of Bent Rod's Guide Service.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the University Studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.